Wonderful. This is a judgment service. And I want us to get ready because in judgment service, you don't do everlasting message. You just go ahead and kill. I came with a kubokorization unction. I came this morning with an anointing for bulalarization. Open your Bible to Luke chapter 19 from verse 29 to 35. If you have your Bibles with you. If you have your Bible, Luke chapter 19 from verse 29 to 35. And it came to pass when he was come nigh to Bethphage and to Bethany and at the mount called Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go ye to the village over against you." Please underline the word "against you." Underline it. Village against you. Underline village against you. Over. Village over against you. "In the which at your entry shall find a colt tied." Underline the word "colt tied." "Wherein yet never man sat." Underline the word "never man sat." "Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do ye lose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord had need of him. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were losing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why lose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt. And Jesus said, and they said Jesus thereon, verse 36, and as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. Shortly, I'm preaching on when your battle is from whom. Let me tell five people, when your battle is from whom. If you know you have a village, you should get ready to pray. Tell someone when your battle is from home. If you said that well, then it will happen to you. Shout when your battle is from home. Ladies and gentlemen, if you were born to suffer, God would not have bothered creating you. People suffer and go through problems because of certain transactions that happen either before they were born or while they were born. I want to submit to you and everyone hearing the sound of my voice around the world that 90% of the battles of life and the challenges of destiny is a function of your background. Until you address where you are coming from, you can't arrest where you are, and you can't progress into where you are going. I say that again. Until you address where you are coming from, you cannot arrest where you are, and cannot progress to where you are going to. I came by the help of God to assist someone who have been laboring under a foundational power. I came by the help of God to assist someone who have been laboring under the yoke of bondage. I came to prophesy by the power of the Holy Ghost that by reason of this encounter, I see your deliverance manifest. I see your breakthrough manifest. I see your freedom manifest. I see your healing manifest. You are walking out of bondage. I break foundational power. I break the power that holds people. The power that had your father. The power that had your mother. You are breaking free today. 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 Lift your hands and holler fire. Attention. The Bible says Jesus sent two disciples. How many? Is it in your Bible like that? Why two? Why not one? It is one that comes from that village. Why will he send two? Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus sent two because one of them is from that village, but he cannot deliver himself. He needs someone who is not from there to agree with him in prayer. Have you not prayed many about foundation and it keep reoccurring. Have you not attacked foundation and they keep showing up? It's because you can't do it alone. You need two. I came as the second person. I come by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thus as he sent two. In Matthew chapter 18 verse 19. He said, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching a matter, my Father which is in heaven. He said, it shall be done. I agree with you today. You are coming out of family power. You are coming out of foundational power. You are coming out of satanic power. You are coming out of demonic influence. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. On your side, power is on your side, glory is on your side, favor is on your side, God is on your side. Lift your way, shout fire, yeah, 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 yeah. Somebody shout fire, yeah, 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 yeah. Can I go on? In Genesis 49, verse 3, Jacob gathered all his sons. He said, let me tell you what shall happen in time to come. Let me prophesy on you. I came to prophesy on you. He called out Reuben, the first son. Sit down. He said, Reuben, thou art my strength. He said, you are the excellency of dignity, excellency of power. He said, but unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Why? Because you went into your father's wife. Reuben was the first son, but a pronouncement from the father was on him. Reuben, as he goes into war with other nations, he began to lose his men. Because a word was pronounced on Reuben, Reuben's army began to reduce. Reuben tried, no way, because you cannot deliver yourself. That's why people raise altar, raise this, do that, no way, you can't deliver yourself. You need an external connection. So Reuben began to try, no way. And Reuben was almost going into extinction. The nation called Reuben was almost annihilated from the 12 tribes. Firstborn now behaving like lastborn. Moses saw this happening. Moses came up in Deuteronomy 33. He said, let Reuben live and not die. In other words, his father placed a word. Moses said, I came to reverse that word. I don't care to know what your fathers did. What your mothers did. Sister steal, let your brother steal. Now step through with this bondage. I come with fire. The power of God. I come with fire. At the grace of God, to make a pronouncement. I cancel that altar. I cancel that altar. I cancel that altar. I break that altar. Somebody say altar. Hold on. see people who think they can go far without addressing their background. In the time of old, people are traced by their background. Jesus said, go to the village against you. There's no village that is for you. They are always against you. In other words, Jesus said, go to the village over against. These are two words. Over means it has swallowed you. It's above you. Against means it is fighting you. So there are two things foundation does to people. It fights people. It swallows them. Meaning, when anyone is trying to rise to be over what was over him, it comes against him. I wish I said something here. That's why you are trying to get a job. You are trying to get a job. Your foundation says, which person in your family has gotten one? You are trying to get married. It says, look at your family. Which one is legally married? When your battle is from home. That is what is happening. Now, watch me. Please listen to this very well. When Achan sinned, in Joshua chapter 7, verse 14, hear what Joshua said in verse 14. Joshua said, let's detect the man that sinned. He said, let's get him, watch this, by tribe, by family, by household. In verse 17 and 18 of Joshua 7, the Bible says, and they cast lot, and it fell on Judah, tribe. And they did again, it fell on the Zarites, family. And they did again, it fell on Zabdi, household. And they did again, it fell on Achan, the son of Zabdi. So people are traced by families. So if you must be what God wants you to be, you must address what is tracing you. And how can you detect it? By families. God knows the power of families and tribe. That is why till death, Jesus is addressed as the lion of the tribe. Is that how they address him? Because he knows. If you can address your foundation and your background, look at what happened to the court. A court, an animal was decorated. Decorated. That's what happened. A man that can address his foundation ends up being decorated. Someone here this morning, you shall be decorated. I say you shall be decorated. Battles are real, but victory is sure. Battles are real. I've been privileged under God to travel around the nations of the world, and I can tell you, people are suffering because foundation is holding them. Foundation, background. You can never overcome your foundation by mere wishing. I told you, if wishes were horses, even beggars would not ride because horses are expensive. Even beggars will not even ride on them. Horses are not cheap. It's a function of fight. Somebody holla, fight. Your fight determines your flight. Your fight determines your facts. Your fight determines your fact. And that's why, before you go into fighting, you must be armed with evidence and knowledge. God said, bring forth your strong reasons. Don't just come to my presence screaming and shouting. Address issues with evidence. Who is a good lawyer? A good lawyer is not one who left school 20 years ago. A good lawyer is not one who left the bar 50 years ago. A good lawyer is not one who left the bar several years. A good lawyer is one who is in possession of evidence. You don't win cases because you are a son. Because you are a senior advocate of Nigeria, I have seen bench lawyers who defeat sons in court. Why? Evidence. Flood them. We live in a muddy society and nothing is constant. Everything changes. We've seen people who are still working under chambers, and their boss delegates them to handle a case, and they go there, they floor a major lawyer. Why? They arm themselves with evidence. That's what happens when a Christian prays with knowledge. Huh? He said, you pray and you are not heard because you pray amiss. So it means somebody can pray wrongly. Pray wrongly is praying out of an empty spirit. Praying wrongly is praying without adequate and relevant information. That's what I'm trying to give to you today. Go! How do I break out when my battle is from home? Number one, confront your foundation. Somebody say confront. Jesus said to them, go to the village. Stop running. Go. Confront. You may not need to go there physically. From this place to the, you will go there spiritually. You may not need to go physically. Tell somebody, get ready to go to the village. Ask the person, do you have tea fare? We are going to the village. From this service, we are going to the village. Under this anointing, we are going to the village. Under this atmosphere, we are going to the village. Somebody shout, confront. Sit down, ladies and gentlemen. What you can't confront, you can't control. Do not play with what you are supposed to fight with. You will face them. You will call your village name. Jesus said to them, go to the village. Stop running. Stop avoiding them. Confront them. Eyeball to eyeball, fuska to fuska, toe to toe. Headlong, as they say in English language. Confront them headlong. When your battle is from home, tell somebody, confront. Oh my God, you are not talking. I said, say confront. Shout again, say confront. When Gideon was about to appear in destiny, God said to him, you can never become anything. In Judges chapter 6, say, go back, tear down your father's altar. Somebody say, altar! Tear down! Altar! Tear down!
Tear down!
Somebody shout, ay, 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 ay. Sit down. There was a young lady. She was extremely intelligent. She studied medicine and surgery. She did medicine. She specialized and majored in surgery. She was one of the best where she was in the U.S. But because of the love of our country and patriotism, as it were, he decided to come to Nigeria to establish a hospital. She was so good that some of her colleagues, while they're in the theater, and they get to a point they're confused. She was in Lagos. When they get to a point they're confused, they will step aside from the theater and call her on phone. And they say, an issue here. You're almost confused. This person is gasping for breath. What do we do? She will say, what happened? They'll tell her, no. Go back, do this on phone. She was that good. They offered a plump salary, fat salary, to stay in the U.S. She said she wouldn't stay. She got to Lagos, got a place where she could put beds and all that. She waited 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, not a single patient. But yet, other hospitals in that state will call her to, invite her over for some surgery. She would do some surgical exercises and they'll pay her. But her own. And they said, oh, you don't have patients? He said, not one. People were not coming. Under a service like this, it was prophetically discovered that there are 7 in their family and she's the last born. Anytime a child is born, the father will plant a tree to represent the child. A tree was the last close to the father's window. And God said by prophecy, go to your father's house, get a job man, uproot your tree. At night, dead hours of the night, she got a place close to the house. She didn't go home, so they won't see her. She got a job man who had a tractor. And when they did that,
young man, a mortal saw rather, used the saw and was cutting the tree, felling the tree at night. Where the father was sleeping, the father was struggling in his bed. When the tree went down, she was happy. While she was leaving, the father stood up and started crying. Oh, she has escaped. She has escaped. She has escaped. She went back to Lagos smiling and happy. That same day, before evening, there was no space to put patients. No space, bed. They were dropping patients on the ground. Not the whole place packed in and out. As I speak to you now, she has opened branches of her clinic, even up to China, round the world. Why? She handled the battle from home. Witches will not drive car, but they will not allow people to drive car. Family foundation will not stay in duplex, but they will not allow human beings to stay in duplex. All the baba in the family is not doing wedding anymore, but he will not allow a young person to do wedding. Somebody say, Arthur! Sit down. Let me tell you one thing. Let me tell you what, give you one insight. Listen to this. No matter how you run from fighting the powers of your background, when I say address them, I mean in the place of prayer, face them. You can't run from me too. No, watch this. Watch this. When the brothers of Jephthah mocked at Jephthah, Jephthah left the house. Am I correct? Went to the bush. When there was battle, he came back. Two of us. Battle brought him back. They said, come and help us fight our opponent. It was still him that came back to face his background. You can't run. You can't run. You can't run. You've got to face it headlong. I have seen people were born great, die small. Great musicians whose song never sung, never heard. Powerful authors who wrote no books. Because the enemies and the powers of darkness kept all their achievements in the archives. And they never came out to maximize and become their best. Because there was a power monitoring them via family satanic satellite. Orchestrating and manipulating them, keeping them so long in the valley of despotency, in the valley of cataclysm and exasperation. And as it said, appears, help will never come. Circumstances have beaten them hands down. Situation makes them surrender. Life has become a palace of disease. It's a dawn of failure. Every effort ends up in futility. Why? A battle from home. Somebody the fourth is not married. Is not normal. You are late 30s and you are a lady and you are still single and your friends are deceiving you that you have baby face. You are joking. It's from home. It's from home. It's time to confront them. Some of you will mention certain, some of you mention your grandfather's name. Mention your own father's name. Mention your quarter in the place of prayer. Because it is, if your father had fought them, you would not be suffering. So if you can fight them, your children will suffer. You are where you are now because your parents did not understand that their background can affect them. When your father, your great-grandfather is polygamous, your grandfather is polygamous, your father is polygamous, very soon you start seeing faults in your wife. You start seeing what she is doing wrongly that will want to make you go outside. And that is why if you're a woman and you marry a man who comes from a polygamous home, you better behave. Behave. Because he is quarter to. Behave. Behave. Oh. See how? Behave. One pastor's wife sent me an SMS. The Lord bless her. He said, I packed my load to leave my husband's house. But I was in that conference and I heard you say, you're a pastor's wife, you say you want to leave your husband, check your mother. How many men did she give birth to? It is that thing that is chasing you. She said, hey, People have been talking to her. People have advised her. She said, I can't stay with this man. When she heard that statement, she was shocked. Because looking at her mother was a decent woman. Not the kind of philanderer that jumps from man to man. But yet, the power. Waiting, they find blood, not they take oil. What looks for blood doesn't take oil. A power. That is why it takes a spirit to confront another spirit. You see them, they'll start believing. Oh, what handled my father would handle me. What handled my mother would handle me. You cannot do it in the energy of the flesh. You need to employ the spirit. You see, the mother gave birth for more than one man. So if she had left the house, it is the same thing that would have happened to her. She said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here. Why? Because of our children. Because if one person can break the jinx, then the children will be free. If you don't want to pray at all because of yourself, pray for your children. Pray because of your future marriage. Pray because of the unborn children. There are families where everybody is poor. If you enter the house, you see poverty. Even their dog is poor. Everything looks poor. The chair, poor. The TV, poor. The table, poor. The rug, poor. Everything there smelling poverty. Poverty. Even the phone, if you see the mattress, as the person land on the mattress will holler, I don't tire. Poor. Believe in yourself. Have you noticed when some fathers and mothers are doing well? They say their children are born with silver spoon. Why? They have opened their way and piloted and pivoted the way for the children. Your laziness is the bondage of your children. Your fightlessness is the captivity of your seed. Your prayer stagnation is the redundancy of your offspring. If you must appear in destiny, circumvent your way in the place of prayer. Navigate yourself. Pilot your children out of captivity. There came a king that did not know Joseph. That was what kept. It was the fathers, the children of Israel, were under bondage by reason of what their fathers did. Continue. I confess. I'm on top. Be confessing. You are joking. I confess. My hair. Oh, 2013 in my hair. 2013, I confess. These end time demons don't fear confession, they fear war fashion. Somebody holler war fashion. In Exodus chapter 8, I think verse 13, when God sent frogs over the land of Israel, of Egypt. The Bible said there were frogs. So Moses did according to the word of the Lord. Exodus 8:13. He said, and there were frogs in the city, in the village, and in the fields. Watch this. In the village first, and in the field. So what happens in the village is what determines what happens in the field. What is the field? Your job, your place of work, your endeavor, your struggles. But first, in the village and the field. When I saw that, the Lord said to me, pause, son. If the frog started in the village, nothing could stop it from entering the field. If it could not enter the village, it could not enter the field. So if your background is not handled, run to America. See, let me advise you. Have you seen a Yoruba man sit down with a tribal mark? Even in America, is there. When a person is under battles from home, he is marked. So anywhere he enters, the demons in that area recognize him by his mark. This one has been marked for struggle. So please, whatever he's doing, understand by that mark. This is what they marked him for. This one has been marked that no matter how much gets a salary, he will spend it unnecessarily. It's a power. And to confront this power, you have to be brutal and angry. You can't be psychedelic. You can't be loquacious. Am I talking to somebody? You've got to be corrosive, acidic, brutal, vehement, volatile, aggressive. What you pamper, you can't hammer. What you manage, you can't damage. Am I talking to somebody? Whatever you pet becomes a pest. Do not counsel who you are supposed to counsel. Do not play with what you fight with. Satan has never made up his mind to repent. Satan has no sympathy. If you remove D from devil, he's still evil. If you are not tired of sympathy, you can't see party. Everybody always sympathizing. Do. Are you do? Number two. The Bible says you will find one called tied. Somebody shout tied. If you must confront the battles from home, number two, realize you have been tired. Realize. Stop speaking English. Admit. Admit you have been tired. Lady, you are not married at this point. You have been tired. Brothers, you have applied for visa 6-7 times. It's not coming. You have been tired. Admit you have been tired. Stop speaking English. Admit. Put all the makeups in this world. The man will not come if you have been tired. The only one that will only come and give you a bad episode and break your heart. Many people's heart have been broken. They are not heartless. So it's not their ribs and their spinal cord and their liver that they are breaking. Nothing else to break. Admit you have been tired. Even if you tell a doctor that you are sick, he must still diagnose you. And he will now present the result to you. Even after you have said so, he will still present it. So it is admit. And when you now admit, you are now doing what they call admission. Admission means you have admitted. So until you admit, you will not be admitted. Admission means I surrender that I have a problem. Stop pretending. See, actually, the problem I have is, you know, it's my location. Shut up! Battle from home. Say, if only my shop was in a better place, you know. Have you not seen people coming to the bush, tracing somebody as a shop without a signboard? So you must first admit that, say, the court was tied. Admit that you have a problem. We live in a generation where everybody is trying to be pretending. We live in a generation of figures. Our lifestyle are expressions of figure of speech. We have people who live hyperbolically, ironically, metaphorically. They live hyperbolic life. They live metaphoric life. They live ironical life. Pretend. Many of us are putting on clothes, looking well. But inside our family line, there are witches with horns. Admit. There's a problem. This is not normal. Look at your family. What is happening now is not normal. All the ladies are grown up. They are at home. It's not normal. As mature as you are still grown up young man, early 40s. You are still depending on people for money. It's not normal. I've said this several times. I said, look at some men, some few men who are married. The way some of your husbands behave is not normal. You look at them, they behave like somebody who has mental problem. This is some men who will go to the bathroom and they are taking their bath for 20 minutes. Some are in the bathroom for 1 hour and they are blowing whistle as they are taking their bath. Honey, more water, please. When Nigeria win Brazil. No, is that normal? There was a young lady. She brought the fiance to the house to meet the mom. Mommy, look at who I want to marry. The mom now gave the girl money. Say, go and buy Fanta for him. Girl left. The mother now was inside. Now change. Mama Lulu, she changed. Started walking. She walked past again. Told the boy, how are you? Say, fine. After a while, look at the boy and say, how do you see my daughter? Is she not pretty? Say, yes. It runs in the family.
Mama Lolo, who are you trying to seduce? Spirit?
Some people are not normal.
Some ladies looking at me are not okay. Only give me your bag. I've always talked around the world. When my mother gave birth to me, this is how she carries her bag. My mother that gave birth to me carries her bag like this. But every girl now has stroke. Stroke.
What is this?
Carry what you want to carry. They say, Papa, no, you have to put some swag. Swag. You are not normal. Is from home. I've seen some ladies when they meet serious relationships that should lead to marriage, that is when their arrogance starts. And their pride will start. What is going on? You can't talk to me like that. Have you married me? The boys that are not serious to marry them, they will so love the guys. They will love them. A tout, a motorbike boy. A garage material, better product. They will love, but the one that's born again, that's sincere. See, I don't like the way you're coming to my house. Anytime you're coming, coat, suit. Can't you yet? No, put some swag. Realize you have been tied. This is not normal. What is happening now is not normal. Something is wrong. Why will I go to school if I won't get a job? Why?
Some people now stay by vendor, always read the newspaper. What are they looking for? Vacancy, vacancy, vacancy. Vacancy. All vendors have known them. In fact, vendors should be calling them. Where are you there? Vacancy, they want paper. Graduated from school. The enemy has decided to frustrate them. Am I talking to somebody? I told you before, there's a story about a young man who wanted to sell his house, four flats, for 5,000 naira. Four flats. Flat here, two flat down. 5,000. And nobody was ready to buy. 5,000. Is that not breakthrough for a flat? How much is $5,000? $5,000 is like $3. No, like $30, less than, about 30, 28 or so. Nobody wanted to buy. Why? At night, all the tenants are packed out of the house. Even the landlord had packed. Because at night, some minutes to 11, the house becomes a military barrack. You start hearing people marching the house. Around 11, you can't see who is marching, but you hear forward march. Eleven. Till morning. It has become a cantonment. Military base. From 11 till 4, march parade. The man say, okay, anything you get, 5,000, anything, carry the house. People say, go. We like breakthrough, but not this type. From 11 till morning, when the pastor sent prayer band members there, the prayer band member, when they entered, as soon as they put on the light, the TV came on, the AC came on, the water system came on, everything started coming on. The head of the prayer band took off. Military barrack. When your battle is from home, just about admit there is a problem. Now, under that, let me say this. Number one, how do you know you have been tied? How do you know you have been tied? The Bible says, now watch this. A cult is created to carry goods. Am I correct? Asses are created to carry products, carry goods, carry people. But the ass could not carry anybody. Number one, when you are tied, you are not valid. You are not valued. Do your best. Kill yourself for people. They can't say thank you. If do good, they will end up paying you with evil. No value. No value. You keep doing good. The only bad they will pick is the little mistake you made. Just one little mistake. That's what they capitalize on. When a man is not valued, his good is blinded. When a man is not valued, his good is interpreted for evil. When a man is not valued, even if he kills himself, no, stop blaming the people. Blame your foundation. If not, you keep moving from place to place, job to job, house to house. When your battle is from home, you are tied. No value. No value. A man went for a job and they said they can't give him the job. He said, why? They said, you are too qualified. And from this qualification, we suspect you. They say, our boss has BSc, you have master. You overthrew him. You overthrew him. Go. Go. You are too qualified. Some, they will tell them, you don't have experience. We need somebody with at least 4 years, 5 years experience. Why not give me the job so that we have experience? How can I have experience when I've not worked before? The only experience I have is moving from one office to another. Realize you are better. No value. No matter the effort, no value. He said, no man has ever sat. You know, when you are not valued, you are underutilized. Your potential dies. Your capacity dies. Underutilized. No value. You see a grown-up lady, no man is talking to her. By the time a young man looks at her, she smiles. He said, I just want to greet you. I just wanted to say hi. You too high. No value. The only one that comes close is trouble. Trouble. Why? Us. Number two. The Bible says, while they were losing the ass, the owners asked them. When you are tied, anytime you try to break free, you are confronted. Anytime you fast, that is the night they come to attack you most. They are confronting you. The night you pray is the night they attack most. And some of you, it's almost discouraging you from praying. No, continue. It only means that you have hit them. They are trying to reinforce. So how many nights I pray? Is that the night that is eating the dream? Continue the prayer. They feed you again, pray again. They feed you again, pray. Frustrate them. Don't give up and start saying, but when I didn't pray, nothing happened. When you didn't pray, nothing happened because they already have you in their pocket. That's why when you didn't pray, you didn't see anything. But when you prayed, seriously, they reacted. When you are tied, anytime you want to break loose, you are confronted. Am I speaking to somebody here? And confrontation is a fact. He said they will ask you why. Confrontation, cross examination. Why? You want to build a house? Why? That is when they attack the man's finances. You want to get married? Why? They attack the child with sickness. You want to do what? You want to buy a car when no one has done it in the family? Why? A case comes and diverts the funds. I don't know if I'm communicating this morning. Confrontation when man is tired. Why do you want to lose the ass when your battle is... But I prophesied to the first 2,000 people here. Hearing the sound of my voice. In the next few minutes as we begin to pray, you are breaking loose by fire.
Amen.
I say you are breaking loose by fire.
Amen.
Confronting you, my God shall confront them.
Amen.
I said, my God shall confront them.
Amen.
My God shall confront them.
Amen.
My God shall confront them.
Amen.
Sit down. Watch me. Watch me. Let me tell you something again. A little bit. Watch this. Watch this, everybody. Listen to this. Let me retrogressively digress. Watch this. Watch this. It's important. You know something. When they were losing the ass, can you hear that? As they were losing the ass was bound. As they were trying to help the ass to be free, the Bible says some people asked them a question. They were trying to help the ass to get freedom, and they were confronted. Sometimes some of us have been confronted and attacked by reason of people we helped. You bring somebody to stay within the house, you're trying to give assistance. That was the problem. That's part of confrontation.
Confrontation.
There are people, you have brothers and sisters abroad who promise to help you.
As soon as they make up their mind to help you,
their finance scatter. Some want to get married to you and they lose their job. And the young man is not pursuing getting his job back. No more marriage. Confrontations. When your battle is from home.
When a man is tied.
Nobody can sentence a man until he has been cross-examined in the law court. Read Luke chapter 23. Before Jesus, before Pilate could hand him over, he said, I have examined him. There is no sentence placed on a man until there has been what? Cross-examination. And in cross-examination, allegations are buttressed. Allegations and counter-allegations. You will handle your own this morning. That's your amen, as Kwashoko. Number three. When your battle is from home, you are tied. What's the sign that you are tied? The owners are always against you. Bible says the owners. Somebody say owners. People that were claiming the village life is a very funny life.
The owners.
Your uncles, your aunties. People that attack you are people close to you in the family. When you are tied, people that attack you are people what? Close to you. Bible says while they were losing the ass, the owners came. You know, when you go to the village, they know how to humble you. When they want to talk to you, they call your father's name. Is it not Jonah's son? He knows your name. To humble you and tell you, it's not Jonah's son. Say, your father used to be my boy. Is it not this girl? What's the name of the mother again? What's the name of that girl that gave birth to this girl? Emily, are you not Emily's child? Yes. How are you? How is your mother now? She don't big. The mother, not the child. How is your mother? She don't big. Hey, yeah, your mother was very small. That's their time to tell you that you are nobody. That you are. No, is that what happens in the village? They're trying to tell you that you are nobody. So they start addressing your mother. See, your mother used to come to our house to play. So you do not know where to start explaining your own identity from. If it's your mother they are talking about like that, so you just keep quiet. Yes, sir. No. So you are now in Lagos. Yeah. So you have that car. Small picking of that day. The young shall grow.
And the old shall die!
Since you are angry that the young is growing, then the wicked old should be dying. Hold on. Watch me. Something. Some of us, we do not understand that Satan has technology. Wickedness. Owners. A young man went to Igara for a burial. Igara is in the Edo State, Nigeria. And the uncle said, why don't you people come to the village? He said, Uncle, ha. I don't want them to kill me and my children. He said, you only came with yourself and your wife. Where are your children? He said, Uncle, this man, my wife that came, they are praying that we'll get back in peace. The uncle laughed. He said, small boy, come, let me show you. The uncle brought water, made the incantation, his walking stick, put it in the water, steered it. He said, wait, let it settle. When it settled, the uncle commanded something. The brother's house in Lagos appeared in the water. The uncle said, look at your children playing. Look at this one in his room. Look at that one. If we want to kill you, it's from this water. We just attack your children, attack them. The brother says, legs. Hey, I think they are the wrong. No. He said, bring them home. Your father is part of us. We won't kill you. He said, your father means the father is part of those doing the evil. He said, we won't kill you. Your father is part of us. Bring your children home. A young man thought he was smart. He bought a jeep. So he went to the village. When he got to the village before his own village, he parked the jeep. He took off his suit. He wore dirty clothes and trousers and shoes because his father does not like good things. So he now went home. He packed the jeep off his handset, put everything somewhere. So he now got to the village. He wore tattered clothes. And the father said, my son, what's going on? Daddy, you're not praying for me. You're not praying for me. Things are hard. To even get transport to come here is hard. The father laughs. Say, small boy, go bring your motto. The boy says, sir, sir, he said, come. The father overwork his stick and shake it. Say, see your motto. Up to his handset in the car, the father showed him. He said, I pack it in front. He said, go bring down. I'm not going to kill you. Go bring down. The owners, they claim that they own you. You don't understand. They claim that they own. You will go to the village today from this place.
Thunder will blast.
Sit down. I shared with you a story of a young man who was in Lagos and he got a call that his father was dead. So he said, no, my father's alive. Less than 10 minutes, somebody called him again. Sorry, we heard that your father is dead and has been buried. He said, my father can't be dead. What is your problem? He put up the phone. Less than an hour, 5 calls that the father was dead and be buried. So he called home, called his younger brother. He said, what am I hearing? That papa is dead? They said, oh, brother, sorry. He was the firstborn. He said, sorry, your papa is dead and we have buried him. Sorry, we forgot to tell you. He said, my father is dead and you didn't tell me. He said, brother, cool down. Even if we tell you, what can you do? Brother said, you are talking to me? He said, brother, let's face facts. The last time you came to the village, we gathered transport to give you. So what would have given you now for transport, we took it as our own contribution for the burial levy. When your battle is from home. The owners! Uncles and aunties and brothers and sisters that are wicked. There are some people that don't repent. They should be made to regret. When a witch dies, other witches learn lesson. The owners. Am I talking to somebody? Number three. And then we're going to pray. I've just stopped. Number three. I've given point one, I gave point two, and I gave you 3 points under point two. Now, number three. I have over 20, but I'll just give you this and then we'll pray. Why they were losing their ass, the owners came and challenged them, and they replied, the Lord had need of him. The Lord had need. How did they get that word? It was the word that Jesus spoke to them. Tell somebody the voice of God. It was not something that came on their own. Jesus told them, this is what to say. Ladies and gentlemen, to break out of foundational power, you need the voice of the Lord. Somebody say the voice of the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 29 from verse 4, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars, even the cedars of Lebanon. I am here by the power of the Holy Ghost to activate the voice of God. I don't know the altar that is speaking. There is another voice that will speak today. I don't know the voice that has spoken poverty, spoken delay, spoken frustration, but I know a voice from heaven. The voice of the Lord. 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 The voice of the Lord.
of the Lord. The voice 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 of the Lord. Lift your hands, shout fire! What is that voice that is speaking? There is another voice here. I am a mama shatter. He said, when you get to Pharaoh, Pharaoh shall ask you who sent you. You shall reply, Pharaoh, I am that I am has sent me. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, I don't know the family you come from, but I am that I am has sent me to say you are coming out of that bondage. Amen. You are coming out of that trouble. Amen. You are coming out of that hardship. You are coming out of that problem. Amen. You are coming out of disease. You are coming out of setback. Lift up your hands and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stand on your feet. Stand, stand.
I'll try and continue the service, but stand. Stand. It is a man to pray. If you have ever prayed in your life since you were born, today is the day. Tell your neighbor on your left and right, don't disturb me. I'm about to travel. Say that again, don't disturb me. I'm about to travel. Say that one more time, don't disturb me. I'm about to travel. Say it for the final time, don't disturb me. I'm about to travel. Lift your right hand of fire. Four prayers prophetically.
Prophetically.
Are you ready?
As you pray.
Are you ready?
As you pray.
So my father, as I pray, I project myself.
I project myself
in the realm of the spirit. Into my foundation. My father's side.
My mother's side.
As I pray,
whatever has been done
that affected my father,
affected my mother,
you cannot stop me. Catch fire!
In Jesus' name.
It's my father, my father.
You are going to lose yourself from
everybody.
Please, ushers, I beg you, watch out. People will start flying from their seats. Because when I was praying, God told me, this is the problem many people have. They have been tired.
You will
take this prayer loud and clear.
My father, my father.
My father, my father.
I speak to my foundation.
I speak to my foundation.
Wherever I've been tied. All those who tied me. I lose myself.
I lose myself.
And I tie them there. I lose myself.
I lose myself.
Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name.